Queen, said the royal sorcerer to Hatshepsut, you and your descendants are endowed by the goddess Isis with the powers of the animals and the elements. You will soar as the falcon soars, run with the speed of gazelles, and command the elements of sky and earth. 3,000 years later, a young science teacher dug up this lost treasure and found she was heir to the secrets of Isis. And so, unknown to even her closest friends, she became a dual person, Andrea Thomas, teacher.
Oh, mighty Isis.
And Isis, dedicated foe of evil, defender of the weak, champion of truth and justice.
I think I'll sing my song to you now. Shall I sing my song?
Yes, why not?
Okay. Jalisco, 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 tu tienes tu novia, me Guadalajara, cantor, cantalor, abrir todo el pecho, echar este grito, que lindo es Jalisco, palabra, honor.
Nosotros.
Well, I thank you for that wonderful tribute, and more importantly, I thank you for your soul.
Well, that's some good Tennessee whiskey.
Hi, Sandy. It's Emma. I'm 18 years old, and I just want to say that I love your show. And that you have a lot of love from the, I don't want to say younger generation, because I don't want to make you feel old. And you shouldn't, because I actually prefer sex with 38-year-old women. But, I mean, it's way better than sex with Catholic high school girls who have boyfriends. But you know that, because you've been there. So we have that whole parochial school bond going on. Anyway, I think you should give me a call back because, let's face it, you haven't really had any teenagers on the show in a while. And I take it upon myself to represent. There are some questions I'm dying to ask you, you know, such as if you've ever played Guitar Hero, the last time your mom walked in on you naked, if you've ever slept with anyone from the show. And that one I'm actually, like, dying to know because there's some serious tension between you and, well, I won't say who. But I want to know if you read PerezHilton.com, and if so, do you think it's fair that Perez essentially makes a living off of drawing cum stains on people's face? Because I personally really wish that I came up with that idea first, and it's fucking brilliant. And I bet you do too, even though you won't admit it, and even if you don't know who Perez is. If you don't know who Perez Hilton is, you definitely need to call me back because you're way out of touch. But I can help you with that. And you know what to do. Call me for a good time. Love ya!
Piper Rocks, UK, 17 years old. So, hello. Hi. I'm going to let Piper Rocks' music play as a music bed for the duration. I'm looking directly at my levels. I think maybe there's something wrong with my microphone. Because this is show number 30. Hello? This is show number 30 of the Lesbian Mafia, and I am your host, Sandstone. Sandy. My name is Sandy. Hi. Hi. Hello. Shalom. Salam. Hello. Konnichiwa. Yeah, so I was just listening to, like, the past couple of shows, and, like, one show is really loud and the next one is really low, and it's maybe there's something wrong with the microphone. I don't know. I don't really have patience for this kind of thing. I don't have patience. So anyway, it's been a couple weeks, I think, since the last post, and really not in the mood to talk right now. Really not. I'm in the middle of a disagreement with a very good friend, and half of me would like to take her head and crack it against a curb, like a coconut, and the other half of me is very sad and very lonely about that situation. It's a non-romantic friendship, but you know, I do take my friendships very seriously, unlike some people apparently. Anyway, so let's see what's going on. Is there anything going on worth talking about? I don't know. I don't really know what's going on. I've been a little out of touch. There's like earthquakes and cyclones everywhere. I don't know. What are you gonna do? I can't solve all the problems of the world. I gotta turn off BBC. I can't keep watching that. I can't keep watching BBC. It's like, I feel like, what am I going to do? I feel so happy. I think like they do this on purpose. It's like they want to keep you in this state of helplessness so that you don't try to do anything. Because if you're overwhelmed by all of these things that you have like no control over practically, then you like at some point you just say, oh, well, you know, can't do anything. You know, kind of like the same thing with all this bullshit that's going on with the election. They're just kind of like throwing ridiculous stuff in your face and magnifying like retarded stuff so that they can keep you focused on, you know, the election. That's what's important, not what Bush is doing before he hightails out of there. That's not, don't pay attention to that. Pay attention to what Hillary's doing. Pay attention to what the monster's doing. I don't understand who I am in this world. Why was I put here? What? And am I the only person that asks myself these questions? Like, what am I doing here? What is this place? What is this place? Yeah, I need a facial. Don't be a pig either. I needed like an actual facial. Did one the other day. Like, I feel like my pores, they're... What are you gonna do? You know, I worry about these things. I do. Will you be my friend? I need a friend to replace the hoary friend that is not being nice to me right now. I don't really know what I'm saying. I feel like I should probably just stop recording myself right now. But for some odd reason, you guys listen to me ramble on like a babbling brook. Maybe it's the fact that I'm a little crazy. Is that what you like? Is that what you're listening for? Is you like a little bit of the craziness? Is it like this kind of anticipation of what's the crazy gonna do today? What's the kook gonna do today? Anyway, so what else? What else should I... I really went into this unprepared, but I wanted to post something because I've been getting, you know, some emails that, you know... What else is going on? They're bothering this Miley Cyrus girl. What is going on with Disney? They have these, like... I don't understand. Am I supposed to care about Miley Cyrus or whatever her name is? I don't know. She's growing up, so she's, you know, I guess that's what growing up is to young American women, is being the whore that men want you to be. Yeah. And then you wonder why all of these other countries look at us and they say, look at these women that are representing beauty, that they look like whores. You can't tell the difference between them and a streetwalker on the street. You can't tell the difference anymore. You just can't. Who was it? Bill Maher in one of his, he said that hookers have nothing else to wear anymore to identify themselves as hookers because, you know, regular women, that's what they're wearing. That, you know, they're wearing, you know, the same thing. Bill Maher is really funny, but sometimes he gets really anti-female, and it makes me very uncomfortable. Anyway, so, am I supposed to care about these sluts? Am I supposed to care about them? Has anybody seen This American Life on Showtime? Oh my, wow. Wow. I just watched them all, like, in the past couple days, and I think there's, like, 8 episodes up now. Whoa. great idea, and the stories are really interesting. Some of them are kind of like tearjerkers, but really interesting stories. What else? I'm supposed to care about my Miley Smiley. I'm supposed to care about her. You know, whatever, fine. You know, they want to be whores, but that's whatever. You know, because that's really all they have to... That's all that she has around her is a bunch of sluts anyway. On cable, that's all you see is a bunch of sluts. So, you know, this is what they have to look up to. You know, you think her father would put her around women who are, you know... Whatever, look. You know, and I'm not going to be too hard on her because everybody else is hard on all these girls. That they're just really misled, and it's kind of sad because the only example they have, you know, is garbage. So, I don't know. You know, Billy Joel, he drives his car right into somebody's living room, drunk off his ass. Nobody, you know, gives a shit about that. Nobody puts his picture on the front page of the news over and over and over and over and over every single day, humiliating him on the tabloids. And nobody sticks a camera up his ass to see what he looks like in a bathing suit. You know, like nobody, you know, so what are you going to do? Because he's a legend. You know, whatever. He's another idiot. I'm not saying he's not brilliant musically, but he's a piece of shit otherwise. Anyway, I guess I've been talking long enough. Just play a little conversation I had, and then that will be it for today. Konnichiwa!
Yeah, what happened?
Nothing, I was just asking you where you were.
No, I'm in my car driving home, so I was like, I gotta call you because I can't drive and text at the same time.
Oh, I'm sorry. What do you mean you can't drive and text at the same time?
Driving the car and text is hard.
I know. I know. So, what else? What else is happening?
Oh my God, it was a disaster today. We had a disaster.
What was the disaster?
Got up in the morning, everything was beautiful. I was gonna go get my hair done, and then we come outside, and the freaking car is gone. No car. Missing, towed, gone.
Why did you get towed? Did you park somewhere that you weren't supposed to?
Oh, God. In a bus stop.
You see how the police is? You think you're above the law?
We're not. I've been getting summonses and getting towed everywhere.
Well, that's good for you.
They don't care. That's what people call me up. Like, baby, I'm like, I can't even save myself, okay?
And so you're saying that you don't get any perks being 5'0"? Yeah, don't front that you don't get any perks, because you know that you eat free at McDonald's.
I don't even eat McDonald's.
Don't front. And you get free car washes, biatch.
Yeah,
why
are you adding Dunkin' Donuts? You get free donuts there, too. That is bad.
And why didn't you call me to remind me to go to the gym? I think I've been to the gym, like, once this season. Or, like, twice this season. And then, like, I go through this whole ritual. I'm like, okay, let me get dressed. I get up, and then I mark down things. Like, okay, tomorrow I'm going to go. And then, like, I make this whole big ordeal. I get in the car. I look for parking. And then I go in, and I sit down. And then I pedal for, like, 20 minutes. And then I'm like, okay, I think we're done here today. I think we're just about done here.
And do it for like 2 minutes and get up.
Yeah, like 20 minutes. And then I'm just like, woo, that was rough.
2 minutes is good.
I better eat good after this workout.
Two people together, it's hard.
It's more of an ordeal to get to the gym than what you actually do there. You're probably better off just walking around the block 3 or 4 times.
I think I'm burning more energy trying to avoid the gym.
And then
put your schedule in the phone. That's why I'm gonna have to call Sandy for the gym.
Yeah, even if I get there 2 times for the week, I'll be happy.
That's good. And then when you don't go, you could do a little something at home.
You know what happens when I'm home? I'm so drawn to the computer when I'm home. The computer, like, it calls me. I think it's an addiction.
That could become an obsession. That's why I'm glad I'm not drawn to it, because it can really consume you.
Yeah, no, you're right. And if I, like, really like something on it, like, I'll go and look at it over and over again, you know, stupid stuff. Like, people's, like, if I really like, somebody's MySpace or something, I'll look at everything that they post and
intricate little details.
Yeah, it's like the computer's more interesting than,
watching TV or anything else. My son is like that. He doesn't even watch TV anymore. TV is obsolete.
Yeah, I wonder if they had any idea the impact that the computer was going to have on television, if they knew. Well, then maybe that's why it took Al Gore so long to tell us about the internet. I know that it's really affected talk radio, but I don't know that stuff like YouTube, I don't know that they expected it to have such an impact on television. I'm not sure that it has, because there are still people that prefer to watch TV than be on the computer.
Well, the younger generation is definitely computer crazy.
Yeah, yeah. But even YouTube is such a bore now. NBC could write one letter to YouTube and they'll have to pull 30,000 videos off. Like, it's so, they're motivated by big money now, so it's kind of boring. Actually, I think the television is more cutting edge than YouTube is, almost.
If I had the time to really sit and figure it out, I probably would do it, but I just don't.
Like, music pages, I'll just go on it constantly just any reason to be near the computer. It's so weird, and it stops me. I'm like, okay, I have to do the dishes now, or I have to make a phone call, I have to go out, I have to do something, and I'm like, the computer calls me. It's like it calls my name.
No, but it's so funny, because you have this little cell phone that you have with all these little features, and it's so complicated. Meanwhile, you can do anything on the computer.
I know. Yeah, I can't be bothered trying to figure out everything on the Centro. There's too many, I just rather do it on the computer. There's too much to do on there.
I'm sorry, but if your person's always on the go, this works.
And it's such a comfortable phone. What are we doing, a commercial for Centro? Sprint should send us. Who made the Centro?
Something.
They should send us at least one piece of bubble gum. We've been totally all over the place in this conversation. I think it's my fault. I feel really ADD today.
So anyway, I go in the closet, and I'm looking for the headpiece now, because I'm like, okay, let me call Sandy back. And what do I see? My little massager. Right away, I start planning this romantic night for myself. And then I stop in the middle and go, what the hell am I doing? I was like, oh, yeah, I should just go run a tub bath and just have a little wine. And just, I was planning this whole thing to just play with myself. Is that a thing? Do you ever do that? I have a cool thing to say. Do you ever, plan a romantic night for yourself?
With a toy?
I just plan a night, I'm going to just relax and just, light some candles and do a bubble bath and just, play with myself. you're planning a whole night. You're going to do already.
Like you're planning a date. I totally do that. And I act like, I'm actually with another person.
Just like, you know what? Maybe I should just forget all the shit that I have to do and just go run a tub bath and just relax and just, And then all of a sudden something came to my head, what are you doing?
This is really sad. Wait, no. Why is it sad? What, men whack off all the time? That's disgusting. No, but
so... No, they plan it. You plan it. Is this something that you just do?
Sometimes I just, the spirit moves me and I'm like, oh, wow, I really need to, I really need to let this out. And then other times I'm like, yeah, you know what, I think tonight I'll treat myself to, Yeah, sometimes it's planned and other times it's just...
It came to my mind out of nowhere and I'm like, how the hell am I thinking about that? Might as well plan
Maybe you should save that for your girlfriend.
that's when I said to myself, what the hell are you doing? you're planning this there's nobody coming home or something. But the thought was just there. I was like, I'm here alone right now. So I was like, hell.
There's something wrong with us.
Yeah, I just wanted you to know.
Yeah, thank you. I don't feel so alone now. Well, all right. Thank you, Bobby.
Bye.
So, thanks for listening. And the kitty cat just jumped on the chair, and his paws are all wet because my cat's really ghetto. He won't drink out of a bowl on the floor. He never adapted. He's very stubborn because cats have essentially no brain. I've come to that conclusion. Well, actually, I think they don't have the part of the brain that stores memory, and that is very true, and even more so true with my cat. Anyway. Well, anyway, I'm going to close off with another one of Piper Rocks' beats. And if you want to catch Piper Rocks, you can get her on her MySpace at PiperRocks_house_things. That is a very long URL. P P-I-P-E-R-R-O-X. And personally, this is just my opinion. I think the best music is coming out of Europe right now, and it's obviously influencing the young people, which is lovely. So you could check her out and tell her I sent you. And remember that you heard it here first. Okie dokie then. So thanks for listening, and I will talk at you again very soon. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. I have no enthusiasm to do this tonight. Goodbye. I'm like forcing it, and I wish that you could see how crazy I was doing this right now, because it's so forced. Do you love me? Do you love me? Find me somebody to love. You know, I'm really not. I shouldn't be playing copyright. You know, and it's this kind of obscure thing. You don't really know if you can play it or not. So, because there aren't any rules. So my choice has been to just not play it at all. Because I don't want somebody 3 years from now telling me, oh, you got to take this podcast down or that down. You got to take this down. You know what I'm saying? Screw you. Anyway. All right, so I'm going to leave, all right?
Jalisco no te rajes, me sala del amor. Cantor, cantalor, abril todo el pecho, echar ese grito, que lindo es Jalisco.